Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this beautiful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. Today's topic is to cover the faults of Muslims. To cover the faults of Muslims is a beautiful attribute. And without any shari reason to expose any believer is an evil habit, it is a bad attribute. And it is prohibited in our beautiful deen, Islam. If we expose our Muslim brothers without any shari reason, it leads to many problems, many issues in the society. People develop hatred for each other. The love and mahabba is destroyed. Whereas Islam came to remove hatred and to spread love, and by exposing other Muslims, not covering their faults, will destroy these fundamentals of Islam. One can understand the importance of covering the Muslims for their faults or for their sins from this fact that one of the beautiful quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattar, means the one who covers the faults of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expose any Muslim to another Muslim, even though he knows everything. He is aware of everything what is happening. Even on the day of judgment, he will not expose many Muslims, he will cover them. And without shari reason, we are prohibited to expose the faults of Muslims. There's a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who covers the faults of someone in the dunya, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will cover him, will cover his faults. Allama Muhammad bin Allan Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover him on the day of judgment in this way, that he will erase his sins, and person would not be questioned about his wrongdoings. Or it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him without informing anyone, and then he will forgive him. Hazrat Hafiz Qazi Abul Fadl Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover the sins of that person who used to cover the sins of the people in the dunya. And Allah azza wa jal will keep his wrongdoings hidden from Ahl-e Mahshar, from the people who are gathered on the day of judgment. And this can also happen that person is not brought to accountability and nothing is mentioned about him. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this Hadith Mubarakah is teaching us that we must develop the habit of covering the faults of others. This habit is praiseworthy and it is cause for earning thawab. But this is also a fact that things which help us to earn thawab, Shaitan tries his level best to stop people from practicing that action which will earn them thawab. And he tries his level best to destroy the peace and harmony and understanding amongst the people in the society. And we are seeing this happening everywhere in our society. For no shari reason, people expose the sins of each other. Instead of covering them, they make stories, and especially in this age and time, and technology is used, WhatsApp, emails, other methods are used to expose people and to expose their sins. This is indeed a very bad habit, and people will suffer on the day of judgment for exposing other people's faults and sins. Because when their faults are exposed in Maidan-e-Mahshar, in front of everyone, where there are prophets, where there are Sahaba, where there are Awliya Allah, pious people, parents, relatives, friends, everybody is there. Imagine if somebody's fault, somebody's sin is exposed. How embarrassing that would be. So one should repent from these kind of habits and activities. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah alayhi salam says that how many healthy people whose bodies are healthy and they have beautiful faces and they speak eloquently, they will be screaming in different stages of Jahannam because they do not worry about committing sins, because they do not worry about covering people's faults. So it is very important that we learn a lesson and not to expose people's faults. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Huzur Nabi Pak Sahib al-Awlaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who will cover the faults of his brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will cover him on the day of judgment. And the one who exposes the secret of his brother, he exposes his fault, Allah Azza wa Jal will expose his faults to the extent that this person will stay humiliated in his house, that his faults would be exposed so badly that he would not be able to show his face to people. So therefore, if you want to live honorably and respectfully, make sure that you don't expose people. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this is the sunnat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to cover the faults of the people. Once Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was passing through a street of Madinatul Munawwara. He saw a young man coming in front of him, and he was hiding a bottle of liquor, bottle of wine, under his clothes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, "O young man, what are you hiding under your clothes?" So there was wine in reality. And this young man felt very ashamed to declare that he is carrying the bottle of wine. Immediately he made dua in his heart, "O Allah, save me from being humiliated in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Please do not expose me and cover me in front of him. I firmly intend that I will never drink wine again. I will never drink alcohol again." And then this young man said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'm carrying the bottle of vinegar." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, "Show me." And when he showed that bottle, so it was vinegar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his qudrat turned that wine into vinegar to safeguard the honor of this young man who repented and who asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover me, O Allah, because Allah is Sattarul Uyub. He covers faults, he covers sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him because he repented and he trusted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover me. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, did you notice that this young man, with his sincere heart, he repented and he requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to cover his sins, to cover his faults. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered his faults. In reality, if our sins are exposed in the dunya, we feel ashamed, we feel humiliated, we feel our izzat, our honor is gone. But this happens for a few days, then people forget about it. Now imagine on the day of judgment, when all the nations are there, all the ummats are there, all Prophets alayhim as-salam are there, Sahaba are there, Tabi'een are there, Taba Tabi'een are there, Awliya Allah are there, and in front of these pious personalities, holy personalities, the sins that you were doing hiddenly, hiding from them, are exposed in front of them. And if all our sins are opened up, so how much humiliation would we face? Therefore, one should learn to cover the faults of other Muslims. Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya has written this beautiful couplet to give us awakening regarding this issue. Aaj banta hu muazzaz jo khule hashr mein aib, ah, ruswai ki aafat mein phasunga ya Rab. Today I pretend to become very honorable, so when my faults are opened up in Maidan-e-Mahshar on the day of judgment, I will be then caught in the calamity of humiliation. قبر محبوب کے جلووں سے بسا دے مالک، یہ کرم کر دے تو میں شاد رہوں گا یا رب۔ او مائی اونر، او مائی اللہ، فل مائی قبر ود دا بیوٹیفل لائٹ آف بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ اف یو ڈو دس جنروسٹی اپون می، اف یو گرانٹ می دس، دین او مائی لارڈ آئی ول بی ہیپی ان مائی قبر۔ ڈیئرسٹ ویورز آف مدنی چینل، ان آور بیوٹیفل ریلیجن آف اسلام اٹ از مچ ایمفسائزڈ دیٹ وی شوڈ کور دا فالس آف دا مسلمس اینڈ وداؤٹ اینی شری ریزن وی شوڈ ناٹ ایکسپوز دیم۔ اینڈ وی آلسو لرن دیٹ وداؤٹ اینی شری ریزن وی شوڈ ناٹ ڈسکس دا فالس آف اے مسلم ٹو ادر مسلمز اور ٹو اینی بڈی ایلس۔ اینڈ وی لرن دیٹ سنس اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ایز بینگ مالک اینڈ مولا اینڈ اونر آف ایوری ون، ہی شوز ہز صفت آف بینگ ستار العیوب، ہی کورز دا سنز آف دا سینرز، اینڈ وی آر ہز ہمبل سلیوز، ہمبل سروینٹس۔ سو وی شوڈ بی آلسو کورنگ دا سنز آف دا مسلمز، وی شوڈ ناٹ ایکسپوز دیم۔ اینڈ وی لرن دیٹ اے پرسن ہو آفٹر بیکمنگ اویئر آف دا فالس اینڈ دا سنز آف ہز مسلم بردر، ہی کورز ہم، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ول کور ہز فالس آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ اگینسٹ ہز ایکشن۔ اینڈ دا ون ہو ایکسپوزز پیپل ان دا دنیا وداؤٹ اینی شری ریزن، اللہ ول ایکسپوز ہم آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ۔ دس سکنس از انکریزنگ، پیپل ڈونٹ فیل شائی اینی مور، پیپل آر ویری بریو ٹو ایکسپوز دا فالس آف ادر مسلمس، اینڈ دے بیکم ریسٹلیس اف دے ڈونٹ ٹیل سم ون، اف دے بیکم اویئر آف سم بڈیز شارٹ کمنگ، سم بڈیز فالٹ۔ سو دس از اے ویری بیڈ ہیبٹ، وی شوڈ ریپینٹ اینڈ میک شور دیٹ وی شوڈ ناٹ انڈلج اینڈ بیکم سچ پیپل ہو ایکسپوز ادر پیپلز سنز اینڈ فالس۔ وی میک دعا دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ گیو اس توفیق ٹو کور دا فالس آف ادر مسلمس، اینڈ وداؤٹ اینی شری ریزن وی مسٹ ناٹ ایکسپوز دا فالس اینڈ دا عیوب آف مسلمس ٹو ادرس۔ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ بیوٹی آف اسلام، بیوٹی آف اسلام، بیوٹی آف اسلام، بیوٹی آف اسلام۔